Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Fees, promotes, and alignment. Here's a question that makes a lot of new investors uncomfortable. Is the sponsor making too much money on this deal? It's an important question. As a passive investor, you're trusting the sponsor with your capital, and you want to make sure their compensation is fair, transparent, and aligned with your success. But here's the challenge. Sponsor compensation is often misunderstood. Investors see a list of fees in the PPM and assume the sponsor is double-dipping or taking advantage. The reality is more nuanced. Sponsors earn compensation for the work they do, the risk they take, and the value they create. But not all compensation structures are created equal. Some are fair and investor-aligned. Others are heavily weighted toward the sponsor, with fees stacked on top of fees, and promotes that kick in too early. I'm CREI Colin, and this is Building Passive Income, where we give you the strategies to build real wealth through passive real estate investing. Today, we're breaking down sponsor compensation. You'll learn what fees are standard, what fees should raise questions, how promotes work, and how to evaluate whether a sponsor's compensation is aligned with your interests. Let's dive in. Section 1, the five main components of compensation. Sponsor compensation typically comes from five sources. Let's break down each one. Acquisition fee. This is a one-time fee charged at closing, typically 1 to 3% of the purchase price. The acquisition fee compensates the sponsor for sourcing the deal, underwriting it, securing financing, raising capital, and closing the transaction. On a $10 million purchase, a 2% acquisition fee is $200,000. This fee is paid at closing, out of the equity raised from investors or from the loan proceeds, depending on the deal structure. Asset management fee. This is an ongoing fee charged during the hold period, typically 1 to 2% of gross collected revenues or net operating income. The asset management fee compensates the sponsor for overseeing the property, managing the property management company, monitoring financial performance, handling investor relations, and making strategic decisions. For example, if a property generates $1 million in annual revenue and the asset management fee is 1.5%, the sponsor receives $15,000 per year. This fee is typically paid monthly or quarterly out of the property's operating cash flow. Refinance fee. If the property is refinanced during the hold period, the sponsor may charge a refinance fee, typically 1% of the new loan amount. This fee compensates the sponsor for the work involved in securing the refinancing, including lender negotiations, underwriting, and closing. On an $8 million refinance, a 1% fee is $80,000. Disposition fee. When the property is sold, the sponsor charges a disposition fee, typically 1% to 2% of the sale price. This fee compensates the sponsor for managing the sale process, including marketing, negotiations, due diligence, and closing. On a $15 million sale, a 1.5% disposition fee is $225,000. Promote carried interest. The promote is the sponsor's share of profits above certain return thresholds, typically after the LP receives their preferred return and return of capital. This is where the bulk of the sponsor's upside comes from in a successful deal. For example, in a 70-30 deal, the sponsor receives 30% of profits after the LP has been paid their preferred return and capital. Your action step. When reviewing a PPM, find the section on fees and compensation. Make a list of every fee the sponsor is charging and when they're paid. Section 2. What fees are standard versus what should raise questions? Not all fees are created equal. Some are industry standard and reasonable. Others should prompt you to ask questions. Here's a breakdown. Standard and reasonable fees. Acquisition fee, 1% to 3%. Asset management fee, 1% to 2% of revenues. Disposition fee, 1% to 2% of sale price. Refinance fee, 1% of new loan amount. Promote, 20% to 30% after LP preferred return and return of capital. Fees that should prompt questions. Acquisition fee above 3%. This is on the high end. Ask the sponsor why it's higher than typical. Asset management fee above 2%. This is also on the high end. Ask whether the sponsor is providing exceptional value that justifies the higher fee. Multiple overlapping fees. If the sponsor is charging an acquisition fee, a financing fee, a loan guarantee fee, and a development fee all on the same deal, ask whether those fees could be consolidated. Fees paid to related parties. If the sponsor owns the property management company, the construction company, or the brokerage, and those entities are also charging fees, ask whether those fees are at or below market rates. Fees that are red flags. Loan guarantee fee. Some sponsors charge a separate fee for providing a loan guarantee. This is unusual because the loan guarantee is part of the sponsor's role as GP. If this fee exists, ask why. Promote that kicks in before LP preferred return. If the sponsor starts taking promote before you've received your preferred return, that's a misalignment. Undefined or discretionary fees. If the PPM includes vague language like other fees as determined by the GP, that's a red flag. All fees should be clearly defined. Your action step. Compare the fees in the deal you're evaluating to the standard ranges above. If anything is above the range, ask the sponsor to explain why. Section 3. Understanding the promote and alignment. The promote is the most important component of sponsor compensation because it directly ties the sponsor's earnings to the deal's performance. Here's why the promote structure matters. The promote should be performance-based. The sponsor should only earn their promote if you, the LP, receive your preferred return first. If the deal underperforms and doesn't generate returns above the preferred return, the sponsor's promote should be zero. The promote should be back-end loaded. The bulk of the sponsor's compensation should come from the promote at the sale, not from front-end fees. This ensures the sponsor is focused on maximizing long-term value, not just collecting fees and moving on to the next deal. The promote should have hurdles. Some deals have tiered promote structures based on performance hurdles. For example, up to 15% IRR, 80-20 split, LP-GP. 15% to 20% IRR, 70-30 split. Above 20% IRR, 60-40 split. This structure rewards the sponsor for exceptional performance while protecting the LP's downside. Example, deal level versus investor level numbers. Let's walk through a clear example using both deal level and investor level numbers. Deal level. Total LP equity raised, $3 million. GP co-invests, $150,000, 5%. Total equity, $3,150,000. Preferred return, 8% cumulative to LP. Promote, 70-30 after LP pref and return of capital. At sale, net proceeds after debt payoff, $5 million. Waterfall distribution, deal level. Tier 1. Accrued LP preferred return over 5 years, $1,200,000. Simplified assumes unpaid pref accrued. Tier 2. Return of LP capital, $3 million, remaining $800,000. Tier 3, 4, combined for simplicity. Split, 70-30. LP receives $560,000, GP receives $240,000. Total LP return, deal level. $3 million capital plus $1,200,000 pref plus $560,000 profit share equals $4,760,000 on $3 million invested equals 1.59 times equity multiple. Investor level, you invested $100,000. Your share of LP equity, $100,000 divided by $3 million equals 3.33%. Your distributions. Preferred return, 3.33% of $1,200,000 equals $40,000. Return of capital, $100,000. Profit share, 3.33% of $560,000 equals $18,648. Total return to you, $158,648 on $100,000 equals 1.59 times. Sponsor compensation, deal level. Acquisition fee, 2% of $10 million purchase, $200,000. Asset management fee, 1.5% of $1 million revenue per year times 5 years, $75,000. Disposition fee, 1.5% of $15 million sale, $225,000. Promote, $240,000. Total sponsor compensation, $740,000. As a percentage of total profit to LPs, $1,760,000, 42%. Is this reasonable? That depends on the value the sponsor created. If they took a $10 million property and sold it for $15 million through strong execution, most investors would say yes. Your action step. When reviewing a deal, ask the sponsor to walk you through the promote structure. Confirm that the LP gets their preferred return and capital back before the promote kicks in. Section 4. The role of GP co-investment in alignment. One of the strongest signals of sponsor alignment is GP co-investment, when the sponsor invests their own capital into the deal alongside the LPs. Here's why GP co-investment matters. Skin in the game. When the sponsor has their own money at risk, they're more likely to make conservative decisions, avoid unnecessary risks, and prioritize long-term value creation. Shared risk and reward. The sponsor participates in the same waterfall as the LPs. If the deal underperforms, the sponsor loses money too. Signal of confidence. A sponsor who co-invests is signaling confidence in the deal. They believe in the business plan enough to put their own capital on the line. Typical GP co-investment amounts. Most sponsors co-invest 5% to 10% of the total equity raise. On a $3 million equity raise, a 5% GP co-investment is $150,000. Some sponsors co-invest more, 10% to 20%, which is an even stronger signal of alignment. What if the sponsor doesn't co-invest? If the sponsor isn't co-investing, ask why. Possible reasons include they're raising multiple deals simultaneously and don't have the liquidity to co-invest in all of them. They're early in their career and don't have significant personal capital yet. They believe their value comes from execution, not capital, and they're earning their returns through fees and promote. None of these reasons are automatically disqualifying, but lack of co-investment should prompt deeper due diligence on the sponsor's track record, experience, and alignment mechanisms. Your action step. When evaluating a deal, ask, is the sponsor co-investing? If yes, how much? If no, why not? Section 5, red flags in sponsor compensation. Here are some red flags to watch for when evaluating sponsor compensation. Fees stacked on fees. If the sponsor is charging fees at the high end of the range on multiple fronts, acquisition, asset management, refinance, and disposition, it can indicate they're prioritizing fee income over performance-based compensation. Promote before preferred return. If the waterfall allows the sponsor to take promote before the LP receives their preferred return, that's a misalignment. Related party fees without disclosure. If the sponsor owns the property management company, the construction company, or the brokerage, and those entities are charging fees, those relationships and fees should be clearly disclosed in the PPM. If they're not disclosed, or if the fees are above market rates, that's a concern worth examining closely. Vague or undefined fees. If the PPM includes language like, additional fees may be charged at the discretion of the GP, that's worth understanding more clearly. All fees should be clearly defined and disclosed upfront. No GP co-investment. While not automatically disqualifying, lack of GP co-investment should prompt questions about alignment and confidence. Non-cumulative preferred return. A non-cumulative preferred return allows the sponsor to take promote even if you haven't received your full expected return over the life of the deal. This is less investor-friendly. Your action step. If you encounter any of these situations, ask the sponsor to explain. A great sponsor will be transparent and willing to address your concerns. An evasive response is a warning sign. Section 6. How to evaluate total sponsor compensation. Here's a framework for evaluating whether a sponsor's total compensation is reasonable. Add up all fees and promote. Make a list of every fee the sponsor is charging. Acquisition, asset management, refinance, disposition, and promote. Calculate the total dollar amount based on the deal's projections. Calculate compensation as a percentage of profits. Divide the sponsor's total compensation by the total profit generated for LPs. For example, Total LP profit, $1,760,000. Total sponsor compensation, $740,000. Sponsor compensation as a percentage of LP profit, 42%. Is that reasonable? It depends on the value the sponsor created. If they executed flawlessly and delivered strong returns, most investors would say yes. Compare to industry benchmarks. Compare the sponsor's fees and promote to other deals you've reviewed or to industry standards. If the sponsor's compensation is significantly higher, ask why. Evaluate based on track record. A sponsor with a strong track record of delivering on projections and creating value deserves to be compensated well. A first-time sponsor with no track record should have more conservative compensation. Ask, is the compensation aligned? The key question isn't, is the sponsor making a lot of money? It's, is the sponsor only making a lot of money if I make a lot of money? If the answer is yes, if the bulk of the sponsor's compensation comes from performance-based promote rather than front-end fees, then the structure is likely aligned. Your action step. Use this framework to evaluate the sponsor compensation in every deal you review. If the total compensation seems high, ask the sponsor to justify it. Recap and action steps. All right, let's recap. Sponsor compensation is a critical element of any syndication deal, and understanding how sponsors get paid is key to evaluating alignment and fairness. Here's what you need to know. 1. Sponsor compensation typically comes from 5 sources: acquisition fee, asset management fee, refinance fee, disposition fee, and promote. 2. Fees within the typical ranges: 1% to 3% acquisition, 1% to 2% asset management, 1% to 2% disposition are generally reasonable. Fees above those ranges should prompt questions. 3. The promote is the most important component because it ties the sponsor's compensation to performance. The LP should receive their preferred return and return of capital before the sponsor takes promote. 4. GP co-investment is a strong signal of alignment. If the sponsor isn't co-investing, ask why. 5. Be mindful of situations where fees are stacked, promotes kick in too early, related party fees aren't disclosed, or fee structures lack clarity. These warrant closer scrutiny and questions. 6. Evaluate total sponsor compensation by adding up all fees and promote, calculating it as a percentage of LP profits, and comparing it to industry benchmarks and the sponsor's track record. Here's your action step. Pull out the PPM from one of your current syndication investments. List every fee and the promote structure. Calculate the total sponsor compensation as a percentage of projected LP profits. Ask yourself, is this reasonable? Is it aligned? If you're ready to build a diversified syndication portfolio with sponsors who prioritize transparency and investor alignment, let's talk. Check the show notes for a link to schedule a call with us at CREIpartners.com. Next week on Building Passive Income, we're diving into capital calls and reserve funds. What happens when a deal needs more money? Until then, remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision. And it starts with understanding fees, promotes, and alignment. I'm CREI Colin. Let's build wealth together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.